Hello and welcome to Binge or Purge Streaming Reviews. I am your host, Demo. My co-host is Joe Taylor. This is episode 92.
Demo, good to see you, man, as always.
Who are you again?
It's been an extended break, but hey, you know what? It's our show. We can do whatever we want. We're not on a schedule here.
Everyone's left us. There's no one listening, Joe.
We'll get them back.
They've abandoned us.
We'll get them back. I know we will. And if they don't come back, then we'll get new people, better listeners.
Oh, better listeners yeah. than the ones we had? I yeah. doubt that.
Friends and family.
Yeah. I could use new friends and family.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God. I've had an epiphany since we've last spoken.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's like, oh, it's a binge. It's a purge. I swear to God, everything is a purge now. It's getting to the point where my time is so valuable and there is so much that for me to really recommend something at this point, it's got to be really good.
Yeah.
Anything that's like so-so or I don't know, I have to purge because it's just like time, man. The time to watch this stuff. Like, I want to purge myself when I'm watching half of these shows. I'm like, I can't believe I'm wasting my time just so I can review this.
Right.
You know, it's like, I got to get to a point where it's like, I do two episodes, and if it's not working for me, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't have all the time in the world. This is why Daniel Day-Lewis quit acting, by the way. Did you see that article?
Yeah, but here's the thing. His buddy was saying there's too many things. He was sort of quoting Daniel Day-Lewis.
I understand that, yeah. But that's what he blamed it on. That this amazing actor, who I could probably only name three movies he's been in, and I don't remember any of them being my favorites, but he's retiring because there's too much crap on streaming now. It's like, yeah, maybe, but, you know, I mean, you still got to make a living, don't you? I guess. I think he's good.
I think he's set.
But speaking of crap, I wrote down just real quick. I wrote down five things to skip. Can I just get these out there right off the bat?
These are like mini purges.
Yeah. Well, they're major purges, but
a purge appetizer.
Yeah. These are don't waste your time watching because I couldn't get more than 10 minutes into these.
You sound like my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's her MO. 10 minutes in, if it hasn't grabbed her, she goes, I'm out.
Now, this first one's going to be controversial because I think people are going to ask us to review it. And we might have to anyway. The Gentlemen.
Oh, my friends, they are watching it currently. Mm-hmm. They are right smack in the middle of it right now.
Well, here's how they bill it on Netflix on the pop-ups. It says like Peaky Blinders meets Bridgerton or something. So I was almost out when it started, but I watched 10 minutes of it. I'm like, this seems like the slowest, most boring. I couldn't get into it, man. Don't care. If you're going to start watching something, I would not start with a gentleman.
All right.
Then there was The Program, that documentary about the abusive boarding school.
Oh, yeah.
Boring.
I'm out.
Read the article.
I don't care about any of that shit.
Read the half-page article. You'll get the gist of it. Fool Me Once. I think it's 10 episodes. I watched the beginning where there's a kind of an interesting inciting incident. That was it. That was the whole show. They built a show off of one thing happening.
Is this a scripted thing,
yeah.
Fool Me Once?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
No one you would know.
And what's it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was kind of like that show, The Slap. Remember that show, The Slap, where a guy like hit someone else's kid or something?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they made it into like a 20 episode series. One interesting thing happens, does not a show make. So that was that. Then Strawberry Mansion, this indie film on Prime that looked really cool in the trailer. No, don't get into it. And lastly, and this one's important because I was super excited about it, Nathan Felder, one of the Safdie brothers, and Emma Stone.
The Curse.
I watched the whole first episode. I will never watch another episode of that again. It was so bizarre just for the sake of being bizarre. It was disturbing. Absolutely not.
I heard huge mixed things about it online.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, this week's episode of The Curse on Showtime was even more insane than the last one. Hmm. But if it's got the Safdies involved in any way, I am out.
Yeah.
I can't stand what they make. Cannot stand them.
Yeah. I like that they have kind of a flavor. You know, they make a certain choice to make a certain type of movie.
Yeah, and that's great. And they can keep making that, and I can keep not watching it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So The Gentleman, The Program, Fool Me Once, Strawberry Mansion, The Curse, those are all skips for me. Those are all purges.
That was fast.
Well, that wasn't a real review, but...
I think we're done here.
Yeah, that's the shortest episode yet.
Come back next week, folks. Follow us on X or Twitter at Binge. I'm kidding. I actually wrote stuff down, and I have a bunch of stuff to talk about, unfortunately.
I do, too. I've got a couple good recommendations, too. So we'll get to some positive stuff.
We'll get to some positive stuff in a second. But before we go anywhere else, I want to start with our new segment. Well, not new, but new-ish.
Are you still watching?
Joe, I'm still watching a lot of stuff.
Okay,
right, it's going to be a marathon here. I'm going to try and sprint this marathon. Are you ready? For All Mankind on Apple TV Plus, season 4 just concluded. Not sure if it's picked up for season 5 yet. I've reviewed it before. These are all things I've reviewed before, obviously. Still a really solid show.
Stay with it, huh?
Stay with For All Mankind on Apple TV Plus. Okay.
All right.
Then, The Gilded Age on HBO. Season 2 just wrapped. Still a great show. Season 2 is a lot of fun. I just have one problem with it. While it's very entertaining, the writing is a bit pat. There's not enough adversity. There'll be a big thing that's going to happen. You're like, oh my God, this will change the course of the show. And it gets resolved in the next episode like, da-da-da.
Is it like Downton Abbey or something?
It is like Downton Abbey. Remember I did the hum, but that's completely French and not, you know, New York City in the turn of the 19th century.
I'm just here for the accents.
I know. Coming back for season 3, I will be there. I still think it's a highly entertaining show. I think sometimes it's a little light.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, now also on HBO, this is a show that has been canceled. It came back for season 2, and that is Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty.
Season 2 of that.
Yeah, did you watch any of season 2?
Yeah.
Did you see how they tacked on that lame ending?
Yeah.
The show really ended with the Lakers losing to the Celtics.
Right.
Right? And that was it. But the producers got the word from HBO like, hey, things aren't looking good, so can you shoot like a pseudo, you know, ending to wrap the show up?
In episode 6.
Yeah, it was just so weak. And what sucked is, like, I was really looking forward to, like, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird becoming friends. Like, that was like, because, like, that's the thing that happened in real life. You know, they hated each other. Then they get to be buddies. I was like, that's going to be interesting. Never going to happen. They shopped it around, the producers, you know, to other platforms. No, dead. Abruptly killed. Anyway, if you're thinking of watching that, forget it. Even though it was a good show, what's the point? You know what I mean?
All right.
Didn't even finish.
I loved the first season.
Yeah. The second season was good, too. And it was only 6 episodes.
It makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes. If there's something where someone wasn't getting along or someone was litigious, maybe, and they were like, shut it down.
Who knows? I mean, maybe, what's his name there? The white basketball player.
Larry Bird.
No. Oh, my God.
Jerry West.
Yeah. Thank you. Maybe he was just, like, behind the scenes pulling the plug.
Yeah.
Now, another show, this one is on HBO Max exclusively, not on HBO. I loved season 1. Season 2 is currently on right now. As we record this, episode 7 is being released tonight. When I go home, I'm going to watch it, and that is Tokyo Vice.
I never have even tried this. I saw it brief.
I'm the only person that watches this.
I figured it was in a foreign language, no?
Yes, 90% is in Japanese. I know you're out and all that. This is still a great show. It's not the greatest. It's not awesome, but it's a solid show. I don't think they should just be keeping it on Max. I think this is good enough. They should play it on HBO, the flagship. I really do.
Does anyone even have HBO, the channel, Spectrum anymore?
I do. And I pay through the nose for it, and it drives me nuts. But that way I can watch, like, you know, the tail end of Predator 2. You know what I mean? I am not going
it's the
to
best
watch
part of Predator 2.
I am not going to watch Predator 2. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But the last 10 minutes are on. Great. Like, me and my friend, this is why I can't get rid of HBO. They did a First Blood Rambo marathon. I'm never going to, what do you want to watch on streaming? Oh, you want to watch Rambo? No. But hey, it's on. We watched all of First Blood, all of First Blood Part 2, and the beginning of Rambo 3. You're not going to do that streaming, dude.
Just on TV. You turn the TV on. Turn the TV on,
there it is. And that's how I like to watch stuff, right?
Okay.
Anyway, can we get back to Tokyo Vice?
Yeah.
This show's good enough where they get season one had 8 episodes, season two has 10. This is a great show, folks. You should all watch it, even if it's in Japanese, Joe.
Arigato, Demo.
Finally, let's just keep going. Oh, you got something else you want to add?
Nope.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. And this was a big surprise because I had written this show off. I said, it's played out. It's done. But it came back for season 5, and that is Fargo on FX Hulu.
Mm.
Did you watch this?
No, but I know, dude, it's a good cast.
This
Lamorne Morris.
Yep. Who? You said what?
I got to meet.
You said you hung out with him.
Yeah, we talked for a while. Nice guy.
I thought you did like hookers and blow together or something, didn't you? Did you have like a bender with him?
Well, I can't say. I had to sign an NDA.
Okay.
But yes.
Cool guy.
Yeah, super cool. No, we just met briefly, but we talked about driving up the West Coast. You had to be there.
I guess.
So who else is in it?
Juno Temple, who's fantastic. John Hamm, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Joe Keery. It's great. This is great. This is just as good as season one and season two were. Everybody I know that watched it loved it. Joe, you should watch it, dude.
I will. I'm planning on it.
It's worth it. Okay. And like I said, I thought this show was done. I didn't think they could get their mojo back. They totally did. Season 5 of Fargo streaming now on Hulu. I don't know how many times I got to tell you, this is a huge binge. You got anything you're still watching?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you asked. I just went back and rewatched. Yeah, I watched the first season of The Bear, kind of, but I didn't really watch it with a lot of focus. So I went back and watched The Bear, both seasons. They're filming season 3 now. I'll tell you what, man.
Season 3 is coming out in June.
Yeah, they're filming it right now.
Well, yeah, and it'll be out in June.
And it comes out in June.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty quick turnaround, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I have an update on The Bear. It's already been picked up for season 4 and will start shooting immediately after season 3 wraps. Also, all episodes for season 3 will drop at once on Hulu instead of the weekly rollout.
Who was that?
Hey, Jess. Remember us?
Just when I thought I was out, you pull me back in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jess is back, everyone. The best part of the show, for sure. I'll tell you what, man. If we were to go back in time, this might have been one of my favorite things of last year. I really, really loved this show.
Welcome to the party, pal.
And I know everyone else loved it. It won a bunch of awards and stuff.
It's won every award.
Yeah.
And every single thing was up for it. It's like, here comes The Bear.
It should. It absolutely should. It's so good.
Just for the Christmas episode.
That was wild.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if you want to have a panic attack, watch that episode. But even just the stuff in the kitchen, I mean, the anxiety level is high. The cast is great. The whole thing's great. We reviewed it once already.
We did. That's why you can add it in this segment for Are You Still Watching?
I'm definitely still watching.
Season 2 better than season 1.
Yes. The episode where the cousin goes to work at a restaurant and he starts out as the fork guy.
Yep.
He kind of works his way up. That's my favorite episode, I think.
Yeah, that's everyone's favorite episode.
Yeah.
For sure.
So The Bear, also streaming on Hulu.
Yes.
Can't wait for the new
Hulu
season.
Right?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. So that's what I'm still watching. So tell people what this segment was called.
Are you still watching?
All right. Well, very good. I actually have a review, and you've got a couple of reviews. Why don't you do one of yours first?
You go.
Okay. I'll go.
I'm excited to hear your voice.
Thanks, man.
I need the sweet dulcet tones of Joe Taylor in my cans, my headphones.
Out of melatonin or something?
Yeah.
So here's something that I was excited to talk about because I was looking for a show, and you know that feeling. I mean, that's what started this podcast, was people get stuck and they don't have a show. I can't find anything to watch right now, you know? So I gave a chance to this show called Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon.
Yep.
I thought, I'm going to turn this on. I'm going to watch 10 minutes of it, and then it's going to go on this list right here of things I couldn't get into. It's based on the movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie from 2005, directed by Doug Liman, who we love. But I remember that movie.
You know what I like, Joe?
What?
You wrote this stuff down, and it's in your notes.
Yeah.
Usually it's like that, you know, who's in it? I'm proud of you.
Thanks,
look at
man.
That.
I've had a lot of time to prepare. 8 months of preparation for this moment. Anyway, it's based on the movie, which I don't remember being that great.
I thought it kind of fell apart in the third act. Once they realize they're both spies and they have their big shootout, you know, in the house or whatever, and the dining room table, then it sort of just becomes run of the mill.
Right.
But up until that point, I thought it was a good movie.
So this has pretty much the same story, except it's 8 episodes. The first one and the last one are an hour, and the rest are about 45 minutes. So it's not a long commitment. But man, was I wrong. This thing was really good.
Really?
I was pretty shocked. I really liked it. I love Donald Glover, who's also one of the executive producers. Maya Erskine.
From Pen 15.
Beautiful. They're both perfect for their parts, for sure. And then a little couple cameos from Paul Dano never hurts.
Isn't it Dano? Isn't it Paul Dano?
I don't know, man.
Dano.
I thought it was Dano.
It's Dano. And if you don't believe me, here's a clip of him saying it.
Paul Franklin Dano.
Anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Smith was super fun. There's actually a lot of interesting dynamics. Oh, Parker Posey shows up, and she is delightful. I've always loved Parker Posey from the Christopher Guest movies and stuff.
I know who she is.
I know, but not everyone does.
Come on, if you don't know who Parker Posey is, get with it. Get with it.
Point being, I wasn't going to give this a chance because I knew what it was based on. I thought it was going to be some goofy Amazon rehash of it. I'll tell you what, man. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon Prime is a binge.
Right on, Joe.
Yeah. Some positivity. Do you have something positive now, or are you going to purge
something? I got something.
Let's hear it.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, my show is based on a movie, and that is Ted.
Oh, yeah.
From Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, the talking teddy bear.
The talking teddy bear. Okay, now, full disclosure, I thought the original Ted was hilarious.
Sure.
I loved the first movie. Did you see the second one?
No.
Terrible. Did not work.
That was the Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg's vehicle. In both of them, yes. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane does the voice of Ted.
The bear sounded just like Peter Griffin, probably, right?
Yeah. What are you talking about? You saw Ted?
Parts of it. I don't really remember. It was a long time ago, man. It was like 2002.
Yeah, but did you see it?
I guess.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. It didn't.
You know what you need to do? You need to get HBO, the regular one, because it's on all the time, and you can watch the last 10 minutes.
Well, that's...
Or the first 15, however you're, whatever you, you know, stumble upon.
All right. So you love Ted. You thought you were going to love the show?
No, I didn't think I was going to love the show, and I was right. 7 episodes, they run from 33 to 51 minutes. Most of them are about 40 minutes, and that is the show's fatal flaw. These episodes are too long. If they made these straight half-hour deals, I think this would be a much better show. A lot of times I'm watching this, and I'm looking at my phone, dude.
Oh.
And if I'm jumping to the phone... We got a problem.
Right.
That's what I'm judging these things on now. It's like, am I looking at Instagram while I'm watching this show?
That's
right?
That's not a good sign.
Tokyo Vice, you can't. You want to know why? It's all in Japanese. And you got to pay attention and read.
Not bad.
Maybe if Ted was in Japanese, I would engage with it more.
Maybe.
I got to do the cast, you know. Here we go. Seth MacFarlane is Ted. Then you have Max Burkholder. He plays the Mark Wahlberg character, but younger. So this takes place, it's like a prequel. I apologize, it's a prequel.
Yeah.
Take place in 1993.
That's kind of cool. It's a like a period 90s.
It's a period 90s thing, okay. And also stars Alana Ubach, plays the mother. She's the standout of the show. Scott Grimes is the dad. And Georgia Wiggum is the cousin. Her parents are bad, so she's living with Ted's family.
Her dad, you know who her dad is.
I know who her dad is because I just wrote it down here. She's a Nepo.
Nepo baby.
Yep. Shea Whigham.
Who I love.
Who I love. And you're like, who's that? The guy that's in every HBO show ever.
For real. And Waco. That's probably my favorite. And by the way, real quick, the whole Nepo thing, like how many people are, you know, lawyers because their dad was a lawyer or they work in construction because, like, it's just something that happens. You a lot of times follow in your family's career path. It's not, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care.
Was she good in the show?
I don't care. Yeah, she's good.
All right, then yeah, I'm fine with
she's
it.
She's fine. I know. I just said Nepo to bring in the fact that guess who her dad is?
Yeah.
So then you could talk about him.
I love right? him.
I know. He's great.
Who's his dad? All right.
Those are the main characters. Seth MacFarlane wrote two of the episodes. He directs all of them. Within the first 3 days of its premiere, the series became the most watched original title Peacock has ever produced.
Compared to what? Girls Five ever?
I don't know. Look, it's an IP, so people know, right?
Right.
There are some great jokes in this. I laughed a lot, but the jokes are too sparse. If they tightened it up, if they made it half an hour, this show would play so much better, but I found every episode to be a bit tedious. If I'm going to recommend one episode to watch, it's episode 6. I think that was the best one. Ted thinks he might be Jesus, and the father's toy dump truck comes to life. Like Ted, it's like a racist dump truck.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of funny.
It sounds very Seth MacFarlane.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, I said he directed all the episodes. What do you want it to be? Of course it's going to be very Seth MacFarlane.
I get it.
And then, like everything else that like goes back in time, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to take place in the 80s or the 90s. This takes place in 1993, and Ted is in the bathtub singing and doing the Macarena, which didn't come out till 1996. I hate stuff like that. I hate it.
Didn't come out in the United States? Or isn't that an old Mexican song or something?
You expect Ted to be hip to that? Some old Mexican? No, the Macarena. Oh,
okay, I see what you're saying. He wouldn't have heard it.
He wouldn't have heard it.
Okay.
All right? All right.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Nobody could script soup that.
Hold on. While the Macarena became a global dance hit in 1996 when it was remixed by the Bayside Boys, the original version by Los Del Rio was released in 1993. You're kind of wrong, Demo.
Look, there's some funny, funny stuff. I did laugh, but it's not enough, man. I can't recommend it, dude. As much as I want to, as much as I want to say, hey, Ted, the TV show, give it a shot. It's got some good things. Like I said, the mom, she's great. She's really good. She's quirky. She's weird. She's a lot of fun. Good things in this, but not enough for your time. As a result, Ted streaming on Peacock, it's a purge.
Doesn't sound like it's up my alley to begin with, but I'm glad that you watched it because I would have tried it out if it were not for this conversation. And that's what we're here for.
Yes, Joe.
All right.
That's what we're here for.
All right.
You have something else? Do you want to contribute?
Yeah, I do. I was going to surprise you with not one, but two hidden gems, my favorite category.
Oh, God.
But now I'm thinking, you know, we've had such a good time getting reacquainted with one another. I'm just going to do one.
Okay.
And maybe, I don't know, we might have to bump something else till next time.
No, I got something else after this.
Okay. All right. I'll go quick with this.
Take your time. You know how many podcasts I listen to that are like an hour and a half?
Oh, yeah.
Relax.
Theo Vaughn interviewed Bobby Lee for 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I could watch half of Ted in that time.
All right. This show that I want to tell you about. You remember the show Room 104 on HBO by the Duplass brothers?
Oh, Christ.
That I raved about.
Oh, is this Duplass stuff?
No, it's not.
Okay.
All but right. it might as well be.
Oh, shit.
It's the same concept. This show is called Guest Book. It takes place at a cabin in a place that looks kind of like Lake Arrowhead or Big Bear or something like that. And it's the same premise where different characters, different story every time, same cabin.
Okay, it's so like an anthology thing, but all in the same cabin. It's you're right. It's the same thing as Room 184 or whatever the hell.
104. It's the exact same thing. Yeah. Except this one went for 2 seasons, had 20 episodes. I had never heard of it before, and this is right up my alley. So I always get excited when I find something that I didn't know about.
You love things that look like they were shot for $8.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. 20 episodes, 30 minutes each. But here's the thing. So
Where, Joe?
This is on Amazon.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Honestly, I think the way I found it, because now when you go on the smart TV, it just shows you everything all rolled together.
What?
On my Google TV, I see like shows that are on everything are all on the front page. And then when you click on it, it takes you to the appropriate streamer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we should talk about that more next time because they're starting to conglomerate. I mean, it's almost like They're reinventing cable all over again. Anyway, this was created by Gregory Thomas Garcia. Any idea?
Something about Earl.
My name is Earl.
Yes, I did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice work. And I don't really remember that show, but I guess it was pretty good. Here are some of the guests that are on. And again, it's a different cast every time. Danny Pudi from Community, Abed. Michael Rappaport, Jenna Fisher, Jamie Presley, Nat Faxon, Margot Martindale, character actress Margot Martindale, Kate Micucci, Kimiko Glenn. There's more. It's just a different cast of people that you've kind of seen in some other stuff. And they're great little twisty, turny stories.
All in this cabin.
All in this cabin.
Do they go outside at all?
Yeah. Yeah, they go outside. They don't go like down the road or anything, but...
Is there a lake?
I don't remember. I've only watched a couple of them.
You only watched a couple?
Well, there's 20, man. I just found this 3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
It's new to me, but it actually
I thought you were like waiting for this. Like, oh,
no,
till I tell Demo.
No, I just found out about it, but it came out in 2017 and 2018. I cannot for the life of me find out where. I don't believe it was ever on actual TV.
It was on TBS for 2 seasons before being canceled. And it's The Guest Book.
Guest Book on Amazon. Check it out. If you don't like one, skip to the next one. They're all different. That's my hidden gem for this episode, Demo, and it's a binge.
Two binges?
Yeah, I'm starting off positive.
Good for you.
Well, I also listed 6 things I couldn't watch more than 10 minutes of.
It's a good mix.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. All right, me.
Your turn.
I've been waiting for this one. Oh, yeah. This is Griselda on Netflix.
This is the Sofia Vergara thing?
It's the Sofia Vergara, 6 episodes. It's a mini series. It stars, as you know, Sofia Vergara. She plays Griselda Blanco, who is basically a drug kingpin up there with Pablo Escobar in the late 70s and early 80s.
Kind of like Narcos?
From the makers of Narcos. So brings you Griselda.
So it's just kind of a, we're going to make another show just like our last show?
Yeah. Except it's going to have a woman in it.
Oh, I'm thinking of Queen of the South.
What's Queen of the South?
It's Narcos with a woman.
Okay.
Queen of the South was a knockoff of Narcos, but with a woman. And this is the actual Narcos people.
Yes.
With a woman. Okay.
Correct.
But we're not like breaking a whole lot of new ground here is what I'm saying.
No, because I did a little research after watching. In production as we speak, Jennifer Lopez is playing the same character, and that movie's going to be called The Godmother.
Is this a real person it's based on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
I said with Pablo Escobar. He was a real person.
Well, yeah, okay.
Now check this out. There's already a Lifetime movie, Cocaine Godmother, and it starred Catherine Zeta-Jones from 2017.
Not even that long ago.
Jennifer Lopez should go, hey guys, what are we doing?
You don't even have Queen of the South on there, which is essentially the same thing, but not based on that person, I don't think.
Correct. Queen of the South is completely fictional and based on a telenovela.
I'm not a Narcos person. A couple people said, oh, Griselda, it's pretty good. Watch it. And I was like, oh, it's a miniseries. I don't have to worry about it coming back for season 2. And I have to say I enjoyed it.
How much is in Spanish?
80%, 85%. Yeah.
Do they subtitle it?
Yeah. Otherwise, how would I know? I'm not fluent in Spanish.
Well, no, but there's some shows, and I kind of like it when they'll throw in some Spanish, and like it's enough where you know what they're saying, but they don't subtitle it.
Yeah, but a lot of this is in pure Spanish.
Okay.
And Sofia Vergara is very good in this.
She's talented.
Yeah, she's not, you know, doing like, yay, you got to take Manny to school.
Like I said, I'm just here for the accent.
I'm sorry. There's I'm our sorry, Instagram everyone. Reel. I'm sorry. Apologies. But you know what I mean? She actually plays a real person in this. I mean, like, she really gives it her all as a performance. Now, it doesn't end great. It sort of just ends. You're like, that's it. That's what happens. And then, you know, there's a lot of text of what happened to her family and everything. What's great, though, is her final son that she had, she named him Michael Corleone.
Oh, like the Godfather.
Yeah. Michael Corleone Blanco. And he's the only living son. And he is pissed because no one is advising him on any of these. you know, you go online, there's all these articles about how pissed off he is at Jennifer Lopez.
Join the club.
Yeah.
But she's married to one of the greatest guys, you know.
The Dunkin'
Hollywood.
Donuts commercial is probably the best thing she's been in 10 years, right?
That was Matt Damon and
Tom
else?
Brady.
Yeah, and who else?
Ben Affleck.
That's right.
Oh, you got me. You got me.
That's right.
Did I say it right or wrong?
Well,
I don't even know.
The jury's out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Griselda.
Griselda on Netflix, streaming now. It is a binge.
So not to beat a dead horse, but that feeling of looking forward to when your day is over and you can watch the show that you're in the middle of.
Yeah.
The last time I had that, and probably the only time last year, was The Bear. And in fact, did you have final episode anxiety where you didn't want to finish it?
No, I wanted it over with because it was too much.
Oh.
When he was in that freezer, I was like.
Oh, I was talking about Griselda.
Oh. Yeah. I was ready for it to be over. Joe, I'm ready for anything to end so that I can go, okay, move on to the next thing.
Me too. And I have a great example this episode.
Yeah, exactly. Can this be over? I am done.
I'm going to save this other hidden gem for next time, obviously.
Okay. I'm going over my notes in case I missed anything. I did. There's one thing I want to bring up.
Yeah.
It's not a review or anything, but Netflix, which typically, I don't know, you're like, oh, Netflix, get it together. But they did do this cool thing. They started it in January, and it's going to go through the rest of the year, and it's called Netflix Movie Milestones, the Anniversary Collection. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I saw they've been doing collections, like Oscar winners and that kind of stuff.
Right. So right now, they are doing 14 movies that were released in 1974.
Jaws. No. Almost. Jaws would have been 77, probably.
Jaws was 75.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wasn't born, so what else?
50 years, okay?
Oh, I thought you said 25 for some reason.
Who said 25?
I don't know, 50 years.
I said
years.
14 movies from 1974, which is 50 years ago.
I thought before that you said 25 years ago.
No, you said.
Okay. All right.
I'm just doing a little Joe Pesci. So, you said.
So when's Jaws coming out again?
How about a couple little sauce steps over there, spider?
All right, go on.
Jaws comes out in 1975, but we're doing 1974.
Okay.
But okay, between January and March, they had these 14 movies from 1974. Chinatown, The Conversation, a lot of classic movies, Blazing Saddles. Now the thing is, April to June, it's going to be movies from 1984.
40 years.
Wow, look at you.
Go on.
I don't know what's coming out. They haven't released the list yet.
What could they put in there?
Oh, my God. What couldn't you put in there?
Big?
No, that's 1988.
Okay.
1984, you can put in Ghostbusters.
Oh.
You can put in Gremlins.
Okay.
You can put in The Karate Kid. You can put in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. The Terminator.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good start right there.
Police Academy.
Do you really remember? Did you have to look all this up?
No, this is my wheelhouse.
Wow.
This is the things I remember.
I don't know if I could remember by year, even back that far, what came out in a given year.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, it's
16
impressive.
16 Candles. 16 Candles.
John Hughes.
Yeah. And then in July, it'll be, you know, movies from 1994. Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump. Those are the two big ones of 94.
Don't forget The Shawshank Redemption.
And then from October to December, the movie's from 2004.
That's
the only
cool
thing is they're kind of hard to find because I was like, oh, it should be just, you know, plug in, you know, Milestone movies in the search. No, it goes, we don't see anything for Milestone. Like Netflix, if you're going to provide this thing, make it searchable. Put it on your front page, right?
Well, how do you get to it?
I don't know. I had to look up online what's in Milestone movies. And then when I wanted to find the movie I wanted to see, like I wanted to watch Coppola's The Conversation. So then I had to go plug it in The Conversation in the search. And there it was. It's not popping up anywhere. Which I think they're selling themselves short. These are good movies. These are classics.
But you know that if I turn my Netflix on, my whole thing's going to look different than yours. Maybe it pops up on mine. Because I get the Oscar collection, or I did until this weekend.
You know what I want you to do, Joe? When you go home tonight, which is actually right there 2 feet away.
Yeah.
See if it comes up. See if you can find movie milestones. I'd be curious and let me know.
Okay.
Because it doesn't come up on mine.
I believe
it. And I was like, oh, Netflix, just make it easier to find. But it's kind of a cool thing. Anyway, movie milestones on Netflix that's playing through the whole year.
Cool.
Anything you're looking forward to?
Actually, yeah. This show called Apples Never Fall with Alison Brie, Annette Bening, and Sam Neill. I think it's on Apple.
It's on Peacock.
Kind of a family drama.
I saw Annette Bening plugging it.
Yeah.
Do you know Annette Bening has turned into Elizabeth Warren? Have you seen her recently?
Does she have glasses and stuff?
She looks like Elizabeth Warren, man. Just saying. Did you see Naiad?
No.
Jodie Foster and Annette Bening. It was a good movie.
I watched
it. They both nominated for Oscars. Little mini binge, Naiad on Netflix. It's a good movie.
Okay. I had enough Jodie Foster in season 6 of True Detective.
Are we
going to
get into it?
Whatever.
I don't think we have the time.
No.
For season 4 of True Detective.
No, we don't.
It's a whole thing.
Well, maybe next time.
I don't really want to talk about it. Can we let it go?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, God.
I'll put it on the couldn't get into list.
I got into it. Yeah. Then I got out of it.
Yeah.
Then I really got out of it. Then yeah. I got into it again. Then it was over.
Oh.
That's a show that I could not wait to finish.
Yeah.
It's like, just be over. It got so tedious, man.
I watched 3 episodes and then just went online and read about what happened in the rest. And then that was enough for me.
That's so, probably the right thing to do.
Anyway,
I have something I'm looking forward
to. Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to Three Body Problem on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And why am I looking forward to this?
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, I wish.
No.
I like where your head's at, though, yeah. Bud. You do know me.
Yeah, yeah.
After all this time, you finally know me.
Yeah, hey, lucky
you know,
me.
You know what's in my heart.
Ugh.
And what gets it pumping? The Sweeney.
Creepy alert. Creepy alert.
Hey, just can saying. I edit this episode?
No.
All right.
Anyway, Three Body Problem brought to you by the guys who made Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to it. A friend of mine did the audio mixing on it. He said it was pretty good. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I will definitely be reviewing that.
All right. Well, should we wrap this one up?
Go over the list of stuff. Go
well, we
for
did a
it.
Lot of stuff, but the first real review was Mr. and Mrs. Smith. On Amazon Prime, Donald Glover, Maya Erskine. 8 episodes, absolute binge, even if you didn't like the movie. Great series. The next thing was Griselda.
No, it no. wasn't Griselda. It was Ted.
Oh, yeah, Ted the show, which yes. is on Hulu.
No, it's on Peacock.
It's on Peacock.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't that interested in Ted.
Obviously, you weren't even listening to me.
Yeah, well, like...
You
like,
completely forgot it.
Well, I just wasn't interested in Ted, that's all. But, okay, Ted on Peacock, you said was a purge.
Yes.
Okay.
Some funny stuff, not enough. Episodes are too long to its detriment.
Okay.
Shorten it up, McFarlane. You could have had a winner.
Tighten it up.
But you got too full of yourself and thought you could do 40 to 50-minute episodes. No. Keep it at 30, buddy.
Tighten it up is our note on just about everything, really.
Yeah.
Everything's too long these days. So then I did a hidden gem called Guest Book. With a whole bunch of different people. That is on Amazon Prime. There's 20 episodes. Pick and choose. Skip around. But that was a binge for sure. And then lastly, we did Griselda, which was only 6 episodes with Sofia Vergara. See, it's not you that I don't listen to. It's the show sometimes. Turns me off. Anyway, Griselda was a binge, according to Demo.
Did not look at my phone. That's my new thing. It's like, did I look at my phone or not, folks, when
You're
I'm
looking
watching
at your
something.
Phone right now. What is
I
that?
Know, because I'm dealing with you.
Yeah, understandable.
Right?
All right.
You know what I could use? 15 minutes less of you.
Hey, I would volunteer for 15 minutes less of this. Hey, the good news is people, we're back. We're going to do these, I think, every week now.
No,
that's our goal.
We're going to try.
We're going to try.
We're going to try. How about there'll be more than what they've been?
Yeah, yeah. So then, in that case, send us an email or an Instagram message. We're on Instagram at Binge or Purge. We are on...
Binge or Purge Podcast.
See, it's been so long.
It's been so long. I know I had to look these up before.
Well, you tell them. You have them in front of you.
Okay. No, I don't have them in front of me. I had to look them up, though. Okay. Twitter or X now. That's how long it's been.
Wow.
Last time we did this, it was just Twitter. Now it's X.
Wow.
Okay? But you know what it is, okay?
Yeah.
At Binge or Purge. Instagram at Binge or Purge Podcast. Email us at bingeorpurgepodcast@gmail.com. And we are on YouTube at bingeorpurge.
And Jess the Facts is back. Our friend Jesse Greer is helping out. Once again, Jess, we love you.
As always, you can follow Just the Facts on Instagram at TheJesseGreer. That's Jesse with a Y. Are we done?
I think so, man. This has been episode what?
92.
We got to get to 100, man. We might as well.
Oh, we're going to get to 100.
All right.
It's going to take 100 years, but we're going to get to 100.
That's fine.
All right? We'll be in jars, and we'll still be doing
like that
it.
Steve Martin movie.
Right? The man with two brains. Exactly. All right, I'm done. So for Joe Taylor, my name is Demo. This has been Binge or Purge Streaming Reviews. Thank you for coming back and listening, and we'll see you next time.